is a very interesting parasha from many years back. That's the beginning of the parasha. V'yema Hashem Amoisha boyo paroi. Kiani hichpalti esli boy v'slev avodov leman shisi oisoisai eile bekir boy. So Hashem says to Moshe, go to paroi. Boy el paroi. Go to paroi. Boy actually means come el paroi. Come to paroi. You should say go to paroi, but anyway. Boy el paroi. Come to paroi. Kiani hichpalti esli boy. Because I made it hard v'slev avodov leman shisi oisoisai eile bekir boy in order that I shall place my knowledge, the knowledge of my existence into their midst. The man tab ozin bincho ben bincho, tell your sons and your grandsons, eis asher hisalalti b'mitzrayim et asoyis asher samti bo midatim ken yashem. Okay. So in other words, in order to know that the nisim, what happened, come to Pari. Now the shayla is,
the translation ought to be the knowledge of my existence and not
Rashi seems to say simi sha'oshis oni. Yeah, I'm Rashi. That seems to be the Lashon over here. So if you look in the Sitzei Chachamim, he says, Nirchiv ki ani ichbadati, v'chol ki hu nesinas tam lamala. Every ki, who, yeah? In other words, every time it says ki, ani, like that, in that kind of way, it's ki, is a reason. It says because. So, the kasha is like this. In other words, if I say, go to Paro because he listened to you, that makes sense. But if I say go to Paro because he won't listen to you, so it's not because he won't listen to you, it's despite he won't listen to you. Understand? Boil Paro, go to Paro because he's not going to listen to you. He should say, boil Paro, and after P won't listen to you, I still want him to go to him. Not boil Paro because he won't listen to you.
Yeah.
If you want to say it's talking about the fact that Hashem wants him not to listen to him in order to have the Nisim, Oisa say, Eile Bekirboi, don't talk about boil Paro, just say. Boy el paroi, yeah, and I want him not to listen to you in order that he should, not boy el paroi, ki ani ichbadti es liboi. Don't boy el paroi because I'm strengthening his heart. That's exactly the reason why I shouldn't go to paroi, because what's wasting my time?
Why aren't you reading it, go to paroi because I'm strengthening his heart in order that?
No, because ki ani ichbadti es liboi is not enochanama, but it should not give the reason, you should not be basing the reason on ichbadti es liboi. You should say, even though. Still, I'm wanting to go to Paro to see the man she feel to say Eli Bikir boy. Not go to Paro because of hard in his heart. Boy or Paro cannot be the reason why you should go to Paro is because of hardening his heart. It's even though it's hardening his heart, you should go to Paro because I want the man she feel to say Eli Bikir boy. So the key is really in the wrong place. The because is really in the wrong place. You don't go to Paro because he's strengthening his heart. He goes to Paro despite his heart is being strengthened, in order, because I want the Manshisa, in order that the Oisai should be more profound, it should be clear who's in charge here. So I saw a lovely moshul many years back, and I think it's a very profound moshul. I don't know whether you remember. I remember the first time I went on a ghost train, Intercity 225, to London King's Cross in Newcastle. No, a ghost train in an amusement park, and you have a ghost train. You go on this train, and basically what you have is suddenly lights go off, and suddenly you have like a bit of wet, and it'll trickling down there, and you have noises, and you have those light sparks and things shine, and you see like a skeleton coming across, is something, you know, moves across, flatters across. Very scary. And then you're screaming and shouting, and you know, really, there's nothing to be scared of, but you're still off scared. Now you can have a child who's very young, and he's not scared. Why is he not scared? Why is he not scared? Because he knows. What does he know? He knows that his father is running the light system of the ghost train. He runs the light system, and if he gets too scared, he can just yell out, "Daddy," and he'll turn on all the lights, and you see the whole thing's a farce, the whole thing's a facade, it's nothing. It's a few skeletons, but plastic skeletons, a bit of noise and a bit of light, that's all it is. See, he's not scared because he knows he's in control. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Listen, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to have a hard time. I'm just telling you now, we're coming up to a climax here with Paro. We're coming up here to a time where Paro is really going to give you a hard time. He's going to make it difficult for you. He's going to be chutzit you. He's going to throw you out." come to Pari. You know why? Ki ani echpad ti yesli boy. I'm the one who hardened his heart. I'm the one who's in control of the light system. Don't be afraid. Boil Pari, don't be afraid. Ki ani echpad ti yesli boy. Because, in other words, why should he not be afraid? Why Boil Pari? Because I'm the one echpad ti yesli boy. I'm the one who strengthened his heart. In other words, I am totally in control of his bechira right now. There's nothing dangerous is going to happen to him because I can just turn the lights on. Things get a little bit too scary for you. I'll show who's really in control. In other words, he's giving him encouragement. Go Pari, because ani echbad tiyeslibui. The key is going on the ani, not ki echbad ki ani, because I am the one echbad tiyeslibui. I am the one who strengthened his heart. And that's since I'm in control, you can just give a little geschrei, a little shout, the lights will go on again, and you'll see it's nothing. That is a very, very powerful vort. The Rabbi Yisrael has to know, Rachman al Itzan, Rabbi Yisrael tests one. And one has different nisyanus, it could be nisyanus with paranos, it could be nisyanus with health, it could be nisyanus with shalom bayit. It could be all different nisyanus. But if one realizes, ki ani echbad tiyeslibui, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one giving you that nisyan, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that if you turn to him with tefillah and with tshuva, then he is the one who can just turn the lights back on and bring you back from the darkness, then it's very encouraging. You know there's somebody in control. You know, not somebody, there's something in control. You're not left there, you're not a nerzov. No, we say in benching. Naha yishi gamza kanti, lo yishi sadik nerzov. So the Bala Musa always say, Naha yishi, I was a child, but gamza kanti and I became old. Lo yishi, I never saw sadik nerzov. I never saw a sadik who is abandoned. So they say to this, Naha yishi gamza kanti, lo yishi sadik nerzov. I've never seen a tzaddik who is abandoned. Lord Tzoros, yes. Gahak to Tzoros, never, this person can have, terrible machlis, he can have terrible panosa and difficulties, he can have but not a nerzov, not abandoned. He never found a tzaddik who's abandoned. A tzaddik can have Tzoros, but he's not abandoned. Abandoned means he just feels yeish, there's nobody in control. There's not a nich by the TSL, but it's not a kodesh baruch hu pressing the button. And that is a limo at the beginning of the parasha. Who says this? I think it was Ramotel Kamenetsky. Shkoyach. I think Ramotel Kamenetsky. I think Shem Rabiata Kamenetsky. Okay. The first Rashi ala Torah, first Rashi ala Torah, Rashi says, Bereishis bo elokim et hashamayim ve'et ha'aretz. Of Rashi. Hoy eloi. It should have been. The Torah should have started with a Chodesh Adar Lachem Yer Rosh Chodoshim. But Kodesh Baruch Hu says, whatever, you should know that if Goyim have Tainas in you, etc., etc. So what always bothered me was, in other words, the Torah, the beginning of the Torah really begins, not for that Svara of the Goyim having Tainas, the Torah will begin from a Chodesh Adar Lachem. In other words, this is a whole new level of the Torah. Till now, the Torah just basically been squatting the mosquitoes, squashing the tainus of the goyim. The goyim shouldn't have tainus. Now the Torah is really beginning. Now the Torah makes perfect sense, perfect legitimacy to begin with the Chodesh Elohim. Without that, with the goyim's tainus, without the goyim having any tainus, we started from here. It means the Torah is beginning over here. So I would imagine if I would be writing the Torah, I'd begin the Torah with, you know, a moving mitzvah, something that is going to define Klal Yisrael. Chesed, tzedakah, keset halves, army lending money. Something that defines Klal Yisrael, defines who we are. Kedoshim to you. Begin the first pasuk in the Torah. Hashem introduces mitzvah Kedoshim to you. Kedoshim to you. What a wonderful mitzvah. Kedoshim to you. Your parsha naroya is. Have a Kaddish Asmon Mutaloch, all the concepts of Klal Yisrael. No, what do we start with? We start with Achidish Azelachem. Halachas of Rosh Chodesh. Wow. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know how to make the calendar. It's so a person can Achidish Azelachem and start crying through his parasha. Achidish Azelachem. Why does the Torah begin the entire process of all the other mitzvahs? How many mitzvahs do they have till now? We had Purim, we had mitzvah, we had Milah, we had Gid and Noshe. How many more mitzvahs do we have? This is the fourth mitzvah, but this is the beginning of all the mitzvahs. Chodesh is Elohim. So there's various different pshatim. I want to go through various different pshatim.
Everything's taller on it. All the regalim taller on it.
It's a practicality, though.
Us controlling of nature.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, that's nice. Okay, enachanama. That's the whole idea of enachanama. But that is okay. We'll get to that. But enachanama. But it's all technical. It's technicalities. How to make the yomim tovim. Talk about kedushim to you. You know, gevaldige mitzvah. Shout at this. There's a few different concepts. One concept is the Rosh Hashanah follow his says something amazing. And all the Balaam was to say, the truth is it's brought down already in the Rishonim, the Achronim, they all talk about the same thing. There is a major difference between Klal Yisrael and the Goyim with regard to the calendar. Yeah? Klal Yisrael base a calendar on the moon, the lunar calendar. The Goyim, not all the Goyim, the Christians at least, base it on the sun, the solar calendar. Now the lunar calendar is by no means the more accurate calendar. In fact, we want to make adjustments to it almost every year. We've got to make different adjustments to it. Yeah, as every 2-3 years you have a Shana Mubareth, and if you don't have a Shana Mubareth, you have Kislev, Cheshvan, and Kislev, a 1 day Rosh Chodesh, 2 days Rosh Chodesh. We have to make a lot of adjustments to it. The solar calendar is perfect. Solar calendar is much perfect. The lunar calendar, in order to keep things going, to keep the same that Pesach should be doing Aviv and everything, you've got to work very hard to keep things going. So if so, why do we work so hard? Why did the Kodesh Baruch Hu give us the mitzvah of the lunar calendar rather than the solar calendar? And the Balaam Musa say that this is all based on the background, the backdrop of what's going on in Mitzrayim. So the Shalom Shem follow his, Klal Yisrael are beginning a new venture. They're beginning a new nation. They're leaving Mitzrayim. Now who did they see as the leadership of what they've been looking up to all this time? Pari. In other words, the whole society is based on a Pari Hashkofa. Pari Hashkofa means I am obstinate. I have no wish and no inkling to change. I don't change. I am who I am. That's who I am. Ah, you see the whole Mitzrayim is falling apart. Ah, you see all the Avodim are telling me to let Klal Yisrael go. Ah, you see it's a lost cause. I don't care. I am keeping the way I'm going, and let the whole Mitzrayim go complete. Get complete lost. It makes a difference. I am sticking to my guns. I am who I am. That was Mitzrayim. That's Pari, Meitzah. I mean, Meitzah Karofi Kol. Meitzah is a very, very, it's a narrow strait. There's no way to move. Mitzrayim was a Meitzah, completely surrounded. There's no way to move. Klal Yisrael are beginning a new nation. Klal Yisrael are going to know that nobody is going to do anything for you. You have to do everything for yourself. But if you want to do things for yourself, there's nothing stopping you. There's nothing stopping Klal Yisrael by totally renewing itself, rejuvenating itself. Nothing can stop Klal Yisrael becoming the greatest nation in the world for all these thousands of years. And how do we become that? By poshut focusing on the Levana. Now the Levana was done, the Mefarshim bring down, the Levana was done up here, Edei Re'ir. It was done through Edim who saw it. Why not Edim who saw it? What for? Today we don't go through Edei Re'ir. We don't need any Edim today who see. We don't have the whole process of coming up to the basin of Yerushalayim. So why in those times did we have Edei Re'ir? Why does the Torah say, so, Eiru Uvra Kadesh, go along and be Mekadosh Levana? Why? Why do you need Edei Re'ir? More than that, even if Chazal made a mistake, even Gemazid brings down the Gemara, in the Kiddush Levana, the Levana becomes Mekadosh that day. That month has become that extra month. That month has become a Kiddush, the Rosh Chodesh is that day. Even if it's a mistake, they should not have done it. And even if Bemezid they shouldn't have done it, still becomes a Kiddush. In other words, they're in control. What's the idea behind that? Why give them that control? Work through on a calculation like Shmuel HaKotan did, and we have our calendars today. The idea is like this, that Klal Yisrael are based on the moon. And the moon is never for 1 second changing. 1 second, sorry, staying the same. It's every single second of the day is changing. It's getting smaller and bigger constantly. It never ever stays the same. That is Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is never the same. If you're not growing, you're shrinking. But after every shrinking, there's a new beginning. Every single Rosh Chodesh, you've got to do Ura Kadesh, go along with 2 Edei Re'ir. Doesn't work with calculations. Calculations are mathematical. You've got to get 2 people coming along looking at the moon and saying, wow, look at that moon. There's a new moon. There's new Ischachus. There's a new beginning. Klal Yisrael are based on rejuvenating themselves, renewing themselves. The biggest riot I see is unbelievable. It's the fact that you see the yeshivas after the war. Klal Yisrael were devastated. Klal Yisrael after the Second World War, what remained for them? Look through the history books. Yeah, you speak to the older people. After the Second World War, what was left? Brisk, Mir, Volozhin, In Lithuania, what was left? Ponevich. Nothing. Rachmaninoff, nothing. Slobodka. And look at the yeshiva today. Chevron. Okay, Chevron is that. But look at the yeshiva today. Look at Slobodka today. Look at Ponevich today. Look at the Mir today. All these yeshivas, complete new rejuvenation, had taken a broken Klal Yisrael after 60 years and built an empire, an army. Klal Yisrael today are stronger than they ever were in the time of Golus. Yeshivas never been like this, ever. Never since the time of the Churban been yeshivas as strong as they are today. In 60 years. Unbelievable. Slobodka, these are names back on the map again. Yeah, and how have we done that? You know, goy, forget it, roll over and die. You know, that's poshut. Do you know there's a huge amount of Polish immigrants who went to America. Goyim. In the beginning of the century, they've totally disappeared. You can't find them. They're not around anymore. There's no Polish... They're gone. Klal Yisrael have kept their identity. They've built up America from scratch, whether it's economy, or whether it was a justice system, or whether it was crime. Whatever it may be, the Jews built up America. Yeah, it's unbelievable what they've done. And that is a clear. Look at the Chassidus. Bells. I'll just give you a quick synopsis of what happened with Bells. Of Aaron Belzer. Zeichet, son of the Kaddish of Racha. Mamish. Unbelievable. Gone, Batira. Gone, Adir. He left Bells. He escaped from Bells from under the nose of the Nazis. He came to Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, he had no children of his own. He had one 13-year-old nephew who became the Rebbe. He was a Yosem. His father had died, and he took him in. The Belzer Rebbe, of today's Belzer Rebbe, Rebbe Aaron took him in as a young boy to look after him because his father had died. And he had no children. So this Belzer Rebbe came at the age of, I think, I'm not sure exactly, 17 or 18. I'm not sure. He became a Rebbe. Nothing! Had a few sin. Nothing. Look at Belz today. Look at Belz today. It's an army. Tens of thousands of Hasidim. All the way around the world, different shtibuloch and different shuls. Where is this from? It's a chidish hazeh lochem. It's a chidish hazeh lochem. It's your chidish. It's a your chidish. It's for Klal Yisrael. It's lochem. It's a koyach that Klal Yisrael have. Goyim don't have this. Goyim are stuck to the sun. Wherever the sun is, it's the same. Okay, it's losing a bit of gas along the way. But it's the same. It doesn't go smaller or bigger. That is a koyach of Klal Yisrael. And when Klal Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim to become a nation, when Klal Yisrael have to free themselves of the meitzar of Paro's Ashkofa, it has to be the understanding that we have a koyach, the achidesh hazeh lochem, that we can totally rejuvenate ourselves, totally from a nothing, suddenly a few days, 15 days later, you have a beautiful shining sun, a beautiful shining moon. That is the koyach of Klal Yisrael. And you know what? You may fall, and you may get smaller, but you know what? Another few, couple of weeks later, do tshuva, and start all over again. That is Klal Yisrael. Sheva yukim tzadik v'kom. You can fall down 7 times, and start up again. That is the koyach of achidesh hazeh lochem. That's one understanding. Another understanding of the Levana, of the Yireach, and Goyim had the sun. What about the Arabs? The Arabs have just the lunar calendar. We have both. We have lunar and solar. Arabs just have lunar. What's the idea of lunar? Absolutely. The idea there is we use a lunar calendar to rejuvenate ourselves, to renew ourselves, right? But we have to be adjusted. In other words, if we have to adjust ourselves, in other words, if we know that we're trying to rejuvenate ourselves in the wrong way, or we're not doing enough rejuvenation, we're going to always look up to other outside sources to find where we're going wrong. Arabs, the Muslim world, will rejuvenate themselves and make a new jihad, or whatever it may be, but be totally disconnected from reality. Arabs are totally disconnected from reality. Do you know that? If you look in Israeli history, Israel have attempted to make peace talk to the Arabs, it's always all or nothing, which is ridiculous. You know, what's his name? Ehud Barak offered Arafat in the time 98% of all the shtachim. No, he wanted 100%. What a fool. Take 98% and then take, you know, get the other 2% later. No, we want 100%, all or nothing. Now, it's a totally disconnected to reality. Now, they want to rejuvenate itself, get back at, you know, a new nation, new state of Palestine, but disconnected from reality. Jews are looking out to see, okay, we want to rejuvenate itself, for how? If you're getting it wrong, let's look around. Maybe we need the sun to help us along. Maybe we're not doing the correct thing now. Maybe you're supposed to add a little bit more, take a little bit off. That is Klal Yisrael, always looking out to improve themselves, but looking out for outside verification to see how it should be done the correct way. Another concept of the Levana is a influence of an outside source. The Vana has no source of its own light. The only light it has is from the sun. Klal Yisrael understands that in order to appreciate, in order to build a nation, the foundations of building a new Am Yisrael, the foundations of building a new Klal Yisrael, we're going to be keeping the mitzvahs, one has to know that everything we have is a Geder Hashpah. We have it from Rabbeinu Shlomo. Everything we have is only the Geder receiving it from an outside source. We have no Kleichus within ourselves. If we believe and if we know that everything we have is B'yad Hashem, everything we have is only because the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it to us, how easy is it to keep Shabbos? If a person working 7 days a week because he's got to make his own panasa, and he thinks he himself is making his panasa, how can he take up a day at a bit off work in order for, because Hashem told him to? But if you realize that we have nothing and Sheish Yisrael and Tavoid, it's only 6 days because the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us Shabbos, then of course I'll take up Shabbos, because otherwise we won't have work for the other 6 days. And in other words, the foundation, the focus of beginning of Kaisel has got to be that we are an influence of Rabbeinu Shalom. We are being receiving the Shefa, the light of our existence only from Rabbeinu Shalom. And therefore, say Re'ei Rekadesh, go along every Rosh Chodesh and make an appreciation, go along to the Levana and realize that, hey, there's no moon, hey, there is a moon, why is there a moon? Because there's a sun, and the sun, we are only receiving Shefa from Kodesh Baruch Hu, and therefore, ultimately, our money is not ours, our life is not ours, our kodesh is not ours, it's all from Beis Hashem, therefore use it in the correct way. And that is another foundation of beginning Klal Yisrael. Another pshat, that's my vote, I think it's Emes. Another pshat is the Ksav Sefer says that it's already brought down in Chazal that a person who's, we say it's in Kiddush Havana, a person who's Mekadosh Levana is Kilu Kibbul Pnei Shechina. That's a good idea, standing up on Bais Rochem and Mu'umad. Now in Kibbul Pnei Shechina, what's the idea of Kiddush Havana that is Ilu Kibbul Pnei Shechina? What's the idea behind that? As if you receive the Shechina, what's the idea? It's very easy to believe that Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world. Thousands and thousands of years back, Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world. Fine. And that's what the world is evolved from, that creation, from that Big Bang, whatever it may be. And we're living off that influence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation then. To understand every single day that we're living in a new Hashgacha Pratis, that every day we're living, every second of our life is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is keeping the finger on the button, keeping us alive. Every time you're doing a chet even, says the Talmud Devorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is keeping the button, keeping the finger on the button while you're doing the chet. Why are we doing the chet? Because Baruch is keeping the finger on the button. Every aspect, every element of our existence, of the world's existence, only because of Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying to the Malach, carry on. And this is a koyach that we do not have on a regular basis. How many people can live Shvi'is Hashem and Negdi Tomei, knowing Kodesh Baruch Hu is a Shkocha process every second? Once a month, though, we go out and we say, wow, Kodesh Baruch Hu, we see something that's disappeared and it starts all over again. Don't see that often in nature. A tree grows. Yeah? Ice caps melt, okay. But a tree grows. How often do we see in nature something that disappears and goes and starts up again? That is the element of a Kodesh Baruch Hu creating something from the new. And therefore, again, HaChodesh Zelechem is the idea of a Shkocha Pratis. So we have different ideas of HaChodesh Zelechem. Either it's a concept of Hischadshus, a Koyach of Chayasol of Hischadshus, they have a Koyach to be away from Pari, or HaChodesh Zelechem is an element of the appreciation of Hashkocha Pratis. Or the other thing they said of Chodesh Zelechem is that we're all together of Hashpah. It is a famous verse. I just want to repeat it, but I think it's very, very important to understand the idea here. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Paroi, the main ness, obviously it's Mitzrayim, but within the Eser Makos, well, certainly Makos Bechiras. Pasuk says,
this
is Pasha. Perik Yud Aleph. Perik Yud Aleph, Pasuk Dalet. Ve'yemah Moshe, Koyama Hashem. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Chatzos HaLaila. On the Chatzos I'm going to go around. Okay? I'm going to go around and kill everyone. So Moshe Rabbeinu says to Paroi, Ve'yemah Moshe, Koyama Hashem, Kachatzos HaLaila, Ani Yitz V'Seich Mitzrayim. Kachatzos HaLaila. What's kachatzos? Interestingly, very few people look in the Gemara, but the Gemara actually gives three different terutzim why, if Hashem says chatzos, why Moshe says kachatzos. Three different terutzim. Ein shom. But Pshat Rashi brings, sorry, where is this Gemara? In Brachos Daf Gimel and Mabeis Daf Zalal and Medalef. There's three terutzim in the Rish Lakish, different pshutim over there. Very interesting. But Rashi says kachatzos alayla. Says Rashi kachelik alayla kachatzos kamoi kalois. Rabbeinu Dorshu Kamoi Kerbachatzos Alayla V'omrush Omer Moshe Kachatzos D'mashma Somach Loi Olefonav Ole Achrob V'loi Omach Bachatzos. Moshe Rabbeinu said Kachatzos Moi Bachatzos. Why? Shema Yitu At Tagnine Paroi V'yoyimru Moshe Badoyehu. Perhaps that Tagnine Paroi will say Moshe's a liar. Why? Because we said Moshe Rabbeinu says it's going to be on Chatzos, and it's actually Kachatzos. It wasn't a chatzos, right? And the Kushbochu Yedea Itov Ragov Oma Bachatzos. Hashem knows the exact time it says Bachatzos. In other words, never had watches in those times. He did not have, you know, in England we have the time spots for accuracy will be 10, 23, and 20 seconds. Beep, beep, beep. And that's something which has been, that is like the speaking time. He didn't have that. No one did not have that, exactly know when chatzos was. It's not. It's very, very difficult to know when Chatzos is. In other words, we have in a world we have time zones, okay, and we have date lines as well. It's a certain time where the day is different.
So this is different.
So Chatzos is different in every single room. Every inch Chatzos is different. You understand? Every inch inside Chatzos is different. We just can't see it. That's why it takes, let's say, a 100 kilometers distance to know exactly when Netz is going to be. Or chatzos are going to be, but really, if you know every inch of the land, every millimeter, chatzos is a different time. So Moshe Rabbeinu says chatzos, but they don't know exactly when chatzos is. So he said kachatzos, Moshe kachatzos. That's one idea. Okay, but the idea is like this: the Balaam wants to say, what's going on here? What's going on here? Moshe Rabbeinu says kachatzos. Why? Because he said Moshe Rabbeinu is a liar. Now what happened? Every single house, somebody died. Whether it was a father, whether it was a brother, whether it was the oldest in the family, somebody died in every single house. Every single house, there had somebody who died, Rahman of Islam. You know, think about Rahman of Islam, somebody dying. And every single house, in every single apartment, in a certain place, one person died. Horrendous!
At least
one person died. Unbelievable! Unbelievable! Yeah? You know, and what are they doing? Looking at the watch. Yeah, it's 12:01. Moshe's a liar. I knew it was a liar. Well, what can you expect him to do? Do you think they're going to looking at the watch? The answer is yes. You know why? Because Rishoyim can be sitting by the Pesach of Gan Eden, sitting by the Pesach of Gehenim, and they can see the fire and they still won't do tshuva. They can have a child dead. They can see Nissim and the Flores. None of Klal Yisrael died. And every one of the Bechorim died. Even if they didn't know it was a Bechor, because it could be his nose or something. And it died, but Moshe Rabbeinu, what can you expect? He's a liar. That is a koyach of seeing MS and completely denying it. And not only denying it, but saying that somebody else is a shakram because of it. That is a koyach. If a person doesn't want to see, he'll never see. If a person wants to see, he'll see. I just want to quickly finish up with one more very, very beautiful thing I heard from the Manal of Gates at Yeshiva. Of Kahan, Zechreinu Nevracha. The Potsuk says, I just want to finish up the last limud. The Potsuk talks about the Inyan of Matzis. Ushmati Mesa Matzis.
Before Chamishi?
Okay, yes, thank you very much. Yeah, your base is out. Ushmatim et samatzis. Give it some of your mazel. He says it's the way say meres. It's right. Ushmatim et samatzis. There is a cook of eating. Ushmatim et samatzis. So it says Rashi. Rebbe Ishai oime. Al tihi koire et samatzis. Ela et samitzvois. Don't call it matzois. Call it mitzvois. Just like you shouldn't delay a mitzvah, should not like delay a mitzvah. In other words, Elohim bo leyotcha asei oisoch miyad. If it comes to your hand, do it immediately. In other words, this is the concept of the Torah warning us about the Zerizus. The question is, why bring in with regard to matzahs specifically? Why talk about within the mitzvah of matzah, you've got to do Zerizus?
Why not?
Why yes?
Because matzah is useless.
Why?
Okay.
Why? I know why.
Because that's they left in its matter. That's what matter is. It doesn't have time to rise. It was so they had to run out so quickly before it rose.
So the very definition of matter is the fact that we haven't got that you're rushing. You got to rush.
No.
You didn't have time.
Exactly. You have to listen to Hashem and to be sorry. It's just doing it to leave. If your bread's not ready, then go. Get out of it.
Very nice. Beautiful. Very nice. Okay, that's one cut. That defines the reason why the very first matter is because. You run out. Whatever Kosh Baruch Hu says to do, you do. But that's not really defining the matzah. It's okay. Yeah, it is defining the matzah. Okay, nice
sorry,
chat.
Sorry, what was the question?
Why bring the limud of Zerizus dafka by matzahs? So the Manal says two other reasons. He says normally, let's take Zerizus for example by lulav and esrog. Yeah, so Zerizus, lulav and esrog is a mishnah and sukkah. The mishnah says in sukkah that a person takes it from the shulchan, he should do it straight away. That's mitzvah's readers. Let's say a person did not do the mitzvah of lulav straight away. As soon as he came home, he did not do it. He did it at 4 o'clock in the afternoon before shkia. What happened to that mitzvah of lulav and esrog?
Still
yaitzah. Still yaitzah. He just missed the mitzvah of readers. Yeah? So, the lulav and esrog is still good lulav and esrog, number one, A. And number two, he has a way of fixing up what he didn't do earlier, he can do now, to a certain extent. He hasn't done the extra malus, the extra benefit of readers, but he can fix it up. By matzahs, you have neither of those two options. By matzahs, by merely leaving it, is no longer matzah. By merely leaving it, it's no matzah. In other words, if you leave a matzah a little bit longer, it's not matzah anymore. It's chometz. Therefore, Zerizus teaches us by mitzvah, it's not pshat. If you leave it, don't worry about it. You can come back to it later. By merely not doing anything, that itself messes it up. Yeah? In other words, by just leaving it the way it is, that you'll never ever get back the opportunity of Zerizus again, you've messed it up, number one. And number two, there's no way of repairing it later. There's no way, I can't take the matzah, you know what, I want to do tshuva now. I really want to do tshuva, I want to make the matzah back. I want to make the chometz back into matzah. It's not shaykh. Once the mitzvah's gone, it's gone. And therefore, dafka by matzahs, when element number one, is possible by not doing something, you've completely messed it up. Not doing Zerizus completely messed up the mitzvah. And number two, there's no way of repairing it later on. That is a limit for every mitzvah. If you miss the Zerizus of a mitzvah, not sure if you do it later on, I've repaired what I've done. You've missed an element you'll never ever get back again. You've missed the element. Every mitzvah is an element of Zerizus that if you don't do, you've messed up the element of Zerizus within the Levin Esrog. You've missed the element of Zerizus of Tefillin, wherever it may be, that you're never ever able to get back again, and you can never repair the element of Zerizus in the mitzvah. I can be Mekayim the mitzvah of Levin Esrog or Tefillin, but the element of Zerizus that you've missed. And that is a limud dafka with regard to the limud you learn dafka from matzahs. And therefore, ultimately, this parasha is full of the divrei musa, full of the divrei limud. Vayishnas give us the Tishmai to give us chatzus to appreciate and realize that we should do tshuva shleima. We have a new beginning. Every moment is a new beginning. It's a new beginning of a new life. Every second is the beginning of a new life. No day ain't based on b'li chiddush. Every time a person learns the Gemara again, not pshat doing chazara. It's a whole new beginning, a whole new limud. It's a whole new chatzus, and we should do it with zrizus, with the ahava, appreciation, all the hashpah from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, everything we're getting from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And we should, be'ez Hashem, be zeicher, to be out of our mitzvah, to have aspirations that have absolutely no limits.